Good morning, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in East Asia Pacific. Today it's Thursday, 28th of March. Firstly, in Thailand, pro-military Palang Pocharat Party said it is confident it can form a government. The party has not named its allies in its coalition. The party won the most votes in the election, and together with the military appointed 250-member Senate, the party is expected to muster the majority of the entire 750-member parliament to gain their right to appoint the prime minister. Yesterday, seven political parties led by the Pheu Thai Party and the Future Forward Party announced that they formed a coalition with the support of 255 members in the 500-member House of Representatives, or the lower house. With the support of seven parties, the coalition will have a majority in the lower house but fall short of the 376 seats required to nominate the Prime Minister. Deputy Prime Minister Pravit Wangsuwan said the parties will not form a new government until the official results of the election have been announced on May 9th and King's coronation ceremonies have been completed. It remains uncertain which political party will form Thailand's governing coalition. The insistence of both the Pheu Thai Party and the Palang Pracharat Party puts Thailand at a political standoff. The Palang Pracharat Party, with its allies and the Senate, can choose Prime Minister Prayut to stay on as the Prime Minister. However, Prayut would face parliamentary deadlock if the Pheu Thai-led coalition controls the lower house, and he would be vulnerable to a vote of no confidence. Also in Thailand, the military will reportedly explain its post-election stance today. The chief of the defense forces has reportedly called a special meeting with the leaders of the three armed forces and the national police chief to discuss Thailand's situation. The security forces are concerned about the unfolding political standoff between the Pheu Thai-led coalition of seven anti-military political parties and the pro-military, the Palang Pracharat Party. Prior to the elections, Thailand's military chief did not rule out the possibility of intervening if the situation calls for it. In Indonesia, Indonesian Home Affairs Minister Joko Kumolo ordered regional leaders and village leaders across the country to help suppress the number of possible abstainers in the April 17th presidential and legislative elections. The order was made after several pre-election surveys showed high level of abstention in the upcoming elections. Indonesia study circle Denny Ja has predicted that the voters' participation will reach only 65.2%. The General Election Commission data show that voters' participation was 77% in 2009 and 70% in 2014. The Indonesian Ulema Council have also called on Muslims to vote in the upcoming elections, maintaining that voting is a national and religious obligation. Leaders who are backing or sympathetic to President Joko Widodo, the ones urging Indonesians to vote. Widodo camp could be concerned that a big election abstention is likely to reduce votes for Widodo. Students and separatist leaders in Papua and West Papua have called for a boycott of the elections. There may be voters who are not keen to vote on April 17th, either because they are not inspired by the choices or they think their choice, the incumbent President Widodo, is winning anyway as per the opinion polls. In Myanmar, Deputy Chief of Military Vice Senior General Soi Win warned that ongoing attempts to reform the constitution must be constitutional to avoid unnecessary political hardships and its spillover effects. Soi Win aired the warning in a speech to mark Myanmar's 74th Armed Forces Day yesterday. He said that simply implementing the wishes of the majority without considering whether it is correct or not is illegal. The statement highlights the military's strong opposition to the ongoing efforts to change the military's scripted constitution. It signals the military will prevent any substantial change of the constitution. The constitution reserves 25% of the parliamentary seats and the control of three security and defense ministries retained with the military. Clients in Myanmar are advised to avoid events related to amending the constitution or all political and religious events. In China, China's anti-corruption watchdog said the communist state will prosecute former Interpol chief Meng Hongwei for graft. The Central Commission for Discipline Inspection said it found that Meng took bribes, spent lavish amounts of state funds, and abused his power and refused to follow the Communist Party's decisions. Meng was detained by China in September last year and was expelled from the Communist Party. Meng is the latest Chinese Communist Party official targeted by the anti-corruption crackdown under President Xi Jinping. Analysts believe that the anti-corruption crackdown consists of efforts to the threats to the leadership of President Xi Jinping. Please check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can buy our advisories, alerts, and assessments on a pay-for-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com to inquire about our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships.